Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, April 30th. I'm Mark Daniels. The big story out of the NBA. Commissioner Adam Silver has been on the job for 3 months, but he lowered the boom on the Los Angeles Clippers owner, Donald Sterling.
Effective immediately, I am banning Mr. Sterling for life from any association with the Clippers organization or the NBA.
Silver also fined Sterling $2.5 million for his racially insensitive comments that were publicized by TMZ earlier this week. Silver says Sterling is bad news.
The views expressed by Mr. Sterling are deeply offensive and harmful. That they came from an NBA owner only heightens the damage and my personal outrage.
He is urging the Board of Governors to come up with a three-quarters majority to force Sterling to sell the franchise. Sterling has indicated he may fight that. It could wind up in the courts. Meanwhile, the LA Clippers took to the floor at home in Game 5 of their NBA playoff series with the Golden State Warriors. They win it 113-103. DeAndre Jordan with 25 points and 18 rebounds. Blake Griffin says that it was an emotional win.
All the great fan support that we had, everybody rallying behind us, and as amazing as the crowd was tonight, all that means nothing really if we come out and lose. So I thought we did a great job of locking in and doing what we were supposed to do.
Clippers now with a 3-2 lead. Other series had Memphis win in Oklahoma City 100-99 in overtime. The fourth straight overtime game in the series. Mike Miller at 21. Serge Ibaka's tip-in at the horn had to be reviewed by officials, but it was denied, giving the Grizzlies the win and a 3-2 lead. And the Washington Wizards closed out the Chicago Bulls 75-69. John Wall with 24 points. The Wizards win that series in 5 games. First series win since 2005 for the franchise and the first for Wall.
It was great, man. That was a great feeling. It was everything that I've been waiting for, of coming to the Washington Wizards and getting drafted number one and going through the tough times and just having great teammates and those guys of committing themselves and giving me the ropes of being the leader of this team and believing in me and trusting in me and running the offense and setting everything up.
One game in the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Philadelphia Flyers beat the New York Rangers 5-2 to square that series at 3 games each. Wayne Simmons recording his first career playoff hat trick.
I think the last time I had a hat trick was last year in Carolina. It was my first NHL hat trick. So, obviously this is my first playoff hat trick, and it was nice to help, give Mace some support. He made some huge saves for us, and, he allowed us, to get those couple goals, to get the couple goal lead, and then he sealed it for us.
Forces Game 7 at Madison Square Garden on Wednesday night. One of 3 Game 7s in the opening round. Minnesota will be at Colorado, Los Angeles at San Jose. To Major League Baseball, and the Milwaukee Brewers do it again to the St. Louis Cardinals. Come from behind to rally and tie and win in extra innings. 5-4 in 11 on Tuesday night. Yadier Molina with a 3-run home run in the first inning off Kyle Loesch, but the Brewers get even in the fourth off Lance Lynn, and it was Loesch delivering a 2-out, 2-run single that tied the game. Carlos Gomez hits a solo home run in the top of the 7th for the Brewers, but Will Smith gives up a run in the bottom of the half. And it stays even until Lyle Overbay singles in Gomez with the go-ahead run in the 8th, makes a winner of Tyler Thornburg in relief. Francisco Rodriguez with his 13th save. Manager Ron Renicki's Brewers are now 20-7, have a 6.5-game lead in the NL Central, and even more impressive, they are 11-1 on the road.
The road is remarkable, and the teams we played on the road makes it more remarkable. Mm-hmm. We've had the last 3 years, we've been a lot better at home. So those things flip back and forth. But doing that on the road, it's pretty amazing.
Cardinals manager Mike Matheny says you got to be impressed by the way the crew is playing shorthanded without Ryan Braun, Gene Segura, and Aramis Ramirez.
They've got a lot of confidence on their side right now, too. They've had a lot of things go their way, and that tends to help as well. But they're a scrappy club, and they're fighting. You see the good at-bats. You see them doing the little things right.
Matt Garza will face Shelby Miller in the series finale Wednesday afternoon. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets beat the Phillies 6-1. Marlins shut out Atlanta 9-0. Jose Fernandez went 8 innings, allowed just 2 hits with 8 strikeouts. Billy Hamilton hits his first home run, leading the Reds over the Cubs 3-2. Colorado beat Arizona 5-4. Drew Stubbs with a pinch hit home run in the 9th. Giants over the Padres 6-0. In the American League, Seattle beat the Yankees 6-3. Boston a 7-4 win over Tampa Bay. Shane Victorino went 4-4. A's over the Rangers 9-3. 3. Tigers beat the White Sox 4-3. Brian Holiday with a bunt single in the top of the ninth brings home the eventual winning run. Kansas City outslugged Toronto 10-7. Angels beat the Indians 6-4. Interleague play of the Nationals over the Houston Astros 4-3. Pirates and Orioles, Dodgers and Twins rained out. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers postponed again by rain with Burlington at Fox City Stadium. They'll try and play a doubleheader Wednesday night at 5:05 and a doubleheader Thursday afternoon to get in that four-game series. In golf, the 2015 PGA Championship coming back to Whistling Straits for the third time. And pre-registration for tickets was launched on Tuesday with a news conference at the Discovery World Museum in Milwaukee. Jason Mengel, the championship director, says ticket pre-registration is easy.
So for golf fans who may be interested, you log on to pgachampionship.com and follow the links to our ticket section. And then you enter your information, and based on the date that you pre-register, meaning today, of course, that gives you a chance to purchase tickets, like holds your spot in line, if that maybe that's an easier visual to imagine, beginning when tickets start August 10th.
The Straits hosted the PGA Championship in 2004, won by Vijay Singh, Martin Keimer winning it in 2010. And Mengel says they're going to also tie ticket interest for the 2020 Ryder Cup, which will also be hosted at Whistling Straits.
We're in a very unique position here to have the Ryder Cup coming back in 2020. It's so exciting. And we've got a unique tie where with our Wanamaker Club, we have an ultimate foursome package. So we have a limited number of those packages available. So I would say if that's of interest to any of your listeners, make sure that they register early.
To help launch the pre-registration, 2013 PGA champion Jason Duffner attending the news conference. He finished fifth in 2010 at the PGA at Whistling Straits, and he says touring pros rave about this course.
Yeah, I think the guys like it. I think it's very visually intimidating. I remember the first couple times I played it, I was intimidated visually just from the effects. You see a lot of the bunkers, the mounding, the water that's out there. Being the third time that it's hosted this championship, I think guys will get a little bit more comfortable. I'm not sure if they've made any tweaks or changes. I think the guys are excited to be back. I think one of the things that makes this PGA Championship in these areas, again, is the fans.
There will be plenty of them in the town of Haven in the summer of 2015. Finally, in tennis, the Green Bay Phoenix men's tennis team draws number 13 seed Notre Dame in the opening round of the NCAA tournament that will be played in South Bend on May 9th, second NCAA appearance in 3 years for the Phoenix tennis team. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.